how can a company though be responsible for a lease to the value of we're now talking about £1.3 million outstanding when it has no tangible assets? So is that a legal, I mean, it's, can you operate like that?
Let me put it this way. I have my own personal views. I wouldn't like to air them because I think this one could be another Portsmouth and run, I'm afraid. I think there are issues here which will be coming out piecemeal, which will not be very helpful. What has to happen, as far as I can see, and I'm speaking as an outsider who has seen none of the paperwork but has talked to people at the heart of the problem,
yeah,
is an agreement somehow has to be reached between the landlord and the football club. Because if it isn't, the landlord will forfeit the lease, and where's the football club going to play?
As a final point, and you're right, it is hugely complicated, and you have explained it very well in terms we can understand, but as a final point, I just wonder, you talked about this could run and run and run. The fans will be, I can almost hear them sighing as we talk, Gerald, but I just wonder, will football allow it to run and run? Will the Football League allow it to run and run, do you think?
I come back, which club has the football share? If the football share's in the same company as the club that's playing football, some of the problems disappear. If you've got the football share in the administration club, then there's another set of problems. But whatever the answer to that question is, people have to sit down and talk. And possibly the fans, without going over the top, try and sit back. The interests of the club will be to pressurise everybody to sit in a quiet room and talk and sort this out. It's a bit like the Cyprus situation. Mm. Sit down, sort it out, because otherwise the cost will just get impossible and the future for Coventry will not be very good.